Is it possible for me to visit all the countries in the world? Or could I actually run a race or a half marathon or a marathon? See, these types of questions will help us get out of our comfort zone and out of the everyday autopilot of what we do day in and day out, and help us shift from thinking about these questions into the lofty dreams that could be attainable in the future. So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to the Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level. Welcome to the Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And the other day, I checked off a bucket list item. As many of you know, my family is really big into basketball, and it all started when I was actually young. My dad used to play in a league. I had my girl cousins that played that were older than me, and then I started playing at a young age. But when I met Brad, who loves basketball on every single level, he actually grew up playing it, got a D1 scholarship to play, and when he graduated from college, he became a high school coach and a teacher. And when I met him, he was actually coaching in college. So when we had our kids, he decided that he was going to take some time off from coaching and really spend time with the kids. It's been a dream of his to have at least one of our boys play basketball. However, both of my kids fell in love with the sport, and they've played since they were very young, if you follow me on social. So for as long as I've been married, I remember Brad wanted to go to the Final Four, which is the college basketball tournament. And with both of our kids playing, we finally got to go and experience the Final Four championship. It was like the Super Bowl for them. I love gifting experiences. So last Christmas, I knew that the Final Four was coming back to Arizona and decided to get them tickets, because when it was here last time, it was in 2017, and I thought they were just too young to really enjoy the experience. But let me tell you, I felt like I was buying Taylor Swift tickets, if you all know what I mean. Just days before the events, I let my boys know that I could actually sell our tickets for about $5,500 a seat. So that's like over $22,000. And of course, what did my boys do? They opted out. But let me say that it was so priceless, and it was an inspiration and such an experience for them, as both of them want to play in college. They got to see firsthand what it was like to play in college on the biggest stage possible in a live arena. And it doesn't get better than that. The memories we have, we will cherish forever. And I know that one day my kids will tell their kids about the special moment, or every time that Final Four comes around and they get to the championship or they present those trophies, my kids will always remember, remember that time that we got to go to the Final Four? And so in this episode, I want to share with all of you why having a bucket list is so important, especially when you're an entrepreneur and you feel like you're working all the time to build your business. You see, have you ever thought about all the things you want to accomplish in your life, not just in business, but in your life, and wonder if you will ever get the opportunity to achieve them? This may be visiting different countries, or national parks, experiencing skydiving, or learning how to cook in Italy from an Italian grandma, or running a race, or doing a bikini competition. See, That's a bucket list. A bucket list is an incredible way to pile all the ideas into one thoughtful list of the someday I wish I could list, right? A bucket list, in short, is a list of all the things you would like to do before you actually kick the bucket or die. Bucket lists have the power to help guide you and add true purpose to your everyday life. They say life is too short, and so creating a bucket list can help you think of what's truly important to you and how you would like to live your life. And I think that a bucket list forces you to look at the life you're living and the life you would like to experience someday. So when you have a bucket list, you can start to plan accordingly. For me, a bucket list helps create clarity of what I would love to create. A bucket list is so motivating, and it can let us know what is important to us and not what society thinks is important to us. You see, the act of creating a bucket list takes me and like it should take you out of your comfort zone and throw you into the realm of possibilities and like questions that you would ask yourself. Could I really swim with the sharks? Oh, let me tell you, I did get to swim with the sharks and I had no idea that they were the most dangerous sharks in the world from what somebody told me. I got to swim on my honeymoon with lemon sharks. They had a yellow ring around their eye. And I'll tell you, it was probably one of the most scariest things that I had ever experienced. But I can say that I got to swim with the sharks. Is it possible for me to visit all the countries in the world? Or could I actually run a race or a half marathon or a marathon? See, these types of questions will help us get out of our comfort zone and out of the everyday autopilot of what we do day in and day out, and help us shift from thinking about these questions into the lofty dreams that could be attainable in the future. It is such a wonderful feeling to be able to cross something off your bucket list, just like we did, because I can tell you that I'm just so proud that we got to go as a family and that they got to experience it. You don't even need to call it, let me say, a bucket list. It could be a life list. It could be a life plan. It could be a dream list. The point I'm trying to make here is write down a list and you can add to it. You can subtract to it on how your dreams, your goals, and your interests change. One time, one of my coaches had me actually write down 100 experiences I would like to create. And although it may seem a lot, that was actually the point of the exercise, to see how far you can go and how far you can stretch your imagination. Sometimes when you look at that list, it might be what your soul actually needs. But the truth is, your bucket list should be a collection of things that are very important to you. It should be exciting. It should be fun. It should be fulfilling. It should bring you joy and rejuvenate you. As far as we know, you only have one life and it's all yours. For me, it's about experiences and collecting moments with the people I care about, because tomorrow is never promised. And what good is it to have a big old business and not enjoy the fruits of your labor until you retire or get old? So why not plan for both? Why not do both now? Remember, life is about the journey, not the destination. My friends, I want to challenge you all to think about, what are some of the things that would go on your bucket list? Maybe write down 10 things that would go on your bucket list. And just keep adding to that, because at least you know when it's in front of you, or at least when you write it down, or even when you brain dump it, it provides so much clarity. I want to thank you all for hanging out with me on this quick episode and letting me share with all of you my journey, because there was absolutely a time where I thought my bucket list was impossible. If experiences are in your bucket list, go to letsplaybigger.com for our future events and retreats And until our next episode, don't forget to keep playing bigger.
Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.